This is Between the Lines, WMUK's weekly look at books and writers. I'm Zenta Astars. Bruce Lack, born and raised in mid-Michigan, served honorably in the United States Marine Corps from 2003 to 2007. He deployed twice, spending 21 months in Fallujah, Iraq. Returning home to Michigan in 2007, Lack began to write poetry relating his experiences in war and the jarring transition of coming home to civilian life. He is a graduate of Western Michigan University and the University of Michigan's MFA program in poetry. Lack reads a poem from his just-published collection of poetry called Service.
FNG. This is your rack. Keep it made and sleep on top of the covers. This is your dresser. This, your wall locker. Keep them locked. There's only one thief around here. Everyone else is just trying to get their stuff back. This is the shop. Be here tomorrow morning dressed to run. If you fall out of a run, God help you. This is how to cut your own hair. This is how to roll your sleeves. This is how to blouse your boots. This is how to wear your cover. This is how to salute. Always keep your right hand free in case you need to salute. These are your friends now. Memorize their names and hometowns. This is town. This is where we eat when we go to town. This is where we drink when we go to town. They don't ask for ID, so don't worry. You buy the first round until we get a new guy. Never fight here. If you do fight here, don't get caught. If you get caught, call me first. I'll bail you out, but God help you. This is your weapon. Break it down shotgun style and check the bolt. Reassemble and do function check. If it's good, memorize the serial number. BZO it and memorize the BZO. When you go to the rifle range, shoot expert. If you can't shoot expert, shoot sharpshooter for sure. This is your fire team. You're the smallest guy, so you're the rifleman. When you're on point, your eyes and sights are connected. If you look where your rifle isn't, God help you. If you see something, hear something, get a bad feeling about anything, say so. Any little thing could be the difference. This is how to lace your boots so we can cut them off if we need to. Label all your clothes in case we can't identify you any other way. This is your poncho. It's also a tent, a roof, a blanket, a pillow, a windbreak, a bag, a sail. Carry it everywhere. This is deployment. Don't write home too much. Don't think about home. When they shoot, make yourself small. Make sure you can identify an IED. This is how you breach a door. This is your sector of fire. Always assault towards an ambush. Don't freeze. This is combat. Don't freak out. This is how you tie a tourniquet. This is how you treat a sucking chest wound. Breathing is more important than bleeding. Start the breathing, stop the bleeding, protect the wound, treat for shock. Nothing works in this place. This is how you wrap a body in a poncho. It is also a shroud. Don't freak out. This is home. Don't try to get it all back in one day. Give yourself time. Give your family time. Don't hurt anyone. Don't hurt yourself. Talk to us because we're the only ones who'll get it anyway. See you tomorrow.
In your poem, in Get Some was the title, your opening line was, "It terrifies me that I miss it." Do you? And you're talking about that bonding that happens.
Absolutely. I guess I don't miss it enough to still be in. So there's that. I mean, any active duty military member could call me on that. How much do you really miss it? Well, not enough to be doing it all the time. It just wasn't for me anymore. But absolutely, there's something about just that kind of closeness where you, and I think the military is not the only place you can find that, but that kind of closeness where there's very little margin for error and the things that happen are immediate and intense, and you reach a level of understanding that you will only have with those 7 or 8 or 10 people. It's, of course you would miss that. But, you know, more importantly, it's, well, not more importantly at all, but I guess tangentially, it's very exciting to not be killed when someone is trying to kill you. You know, you feel euphoric for a moment, and then you immediately crash into the reality of what's just happened. But there is that initial rush of, like, I can't believe that I am still alive. It's a great feeling to be still alive rather than just alive.
This is Between the Lines on WMUK. I'm Zinta Astars. I'm speaking with Bruce Lack, the author of Service, about what a veteran hopes to hear from civilians upon returning home. I ask him if the usual "thank you for your service" is something a veteran appreciates, or does it fall far short?
I understand the thought behind the phrase "thank you for your service," and depending on who it comes from, it's okay. But I think that's kind of almost a phrase that's been politicized a little bit, and it means something. But also, I think there are people that believe that "thank you for your service" then absolves them of any other obligation to you as a veteran, which is fine. But what I want most as a veteran is just understanding, not even acknowledgement, just understanding, like, this is what we have done at the behest of the American people. It wasn't our idea. You know, 20,000 19-year-olds didn't just decide on their own initiative to go and be in Fallujah, Iraq, but there we were. So I think my book and the readings that I do and the talks that I do are mostly about starting a dialogue. When I do readings in public, I love to do a question and answer afterward because that gets the dialogue going. Otherwise, I'm just speaking at these people, which, while it may be effective, is not as effective as having that conversation. So I think, yeah, definitely we want just the understanding, and I think everything else will flow from that. Once people understand our circumstances and our situation, they'll give to these organizations that exist to provide supports that maybe we don't even know that we need. And you never expect to need, but sometimes you're just too far in it to get out on your own.
So what do you hope that your reader will get from your work? And I'm wondering, too, do you see your reader more as the general public, or do you see them as other veterans, or maybe all of that?
Well, I think a lot of my work originates in anger initially, and it's usually something that has resulted from that breakdown of communication with civilians, because that's certainly the hardest part about getting home. When you're still in the military, you're with your unit. There are ready built support system of people that have shared the same experiences, and it's kind of a perfect self-supporting thing. But when you get out, I mean, getting out of the military is like dying. You do it alone. You're all of a sudden just surrounded by people that have no idea where you've been and what you've done and what has been expected of you. And that's a jarring transition. So a lot of my poems were just writing towards, like, these people with whom I feel like I have less and less in common, or I felt like I, you know, my wife calls it Operation Civilian Assimilation, right? And I think it's going better. I'm progressing in that, you know, but a lot of these arise from some kind of miscommunication or some kind of frustration at not being able to communicate.
I'm Zinta Astars. You've been listening to WMUK's Between the Lines, our weekly look at books and writers. I've been speaking with Bruce Lack. Visit WMUK.org to hear our complete interview. Lack will be reading his poetry and answering questions at Michigan News Agency at 6 p.m. tonight. Join us every Tuesday at this time for Between the Lines. Thanks for listening.